The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus was setting out on a journey when a man ran up, knelt before him, and put this question to him. Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You must not kill. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not bring false witness. You must not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Master, I have kept all these from my earliest days. Jesus looked steadily at him and loved him. And he said, There is one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But his face fell at these words, and he went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked round and said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded by these words, but Jesus insisted. My children, he said to them, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. They were more astonished than ever. In that case, they said to one another, Who can be saved? Jesus gazed at them. For men, he said, it is impossible, but not for God, because everything is possible for God. Peter took this up. What about us? He asked him. We have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, I tell you solemnly, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, father, children, or land for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not be repaid 100 times over. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, not without persecutions, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. We all have something that is particularly precious to us, something that we treasure. What is our treasure, and where is it to be found? The author of the Book of Wisdom takes a particular view on this. What he treasured above all things was wisdom itself. For him, wisdom flows from God, is obtained by prayer, is the mainspring of all righteousness, and the source of all good. So wisdom, rather than any material wealth, is prized above all else. That is his treasure. In the Gospel, Jesus is approached by a man who asks our Lord what he must do to inherit eternal life. Our Lord tells him that he is to keep the commandments. The man told Jesus that he has kept all the commandments. Jesus' response to that was that he then looked on him with love. Our Lord is then minded to tell this man that he lacks something. He then challenges him that if he is to be perfect, he should sell everything he owns, give it to the poor, and follow our Lord, for he will have treasure in heaven. And as we heard, that doesn't go down too well with this man, because we are told that he was very rich. Again, we are posed the question, what is our treasure, and where is it to be found? To be a follower of our Lord does not require all of us to sell everything we own, and some of us may be relieved about that, and then follow Jesus as a condition for following him and inheriting eternal life. No, it was a test for this individual man. The genuineness of his desire for eternal life was being put to the test by our Lord. And clearly, his attachment to his wealth was where his true treasure lay. In this way, his real desire was exposed. His treasure was his wealth, not eternal life. So the man went away sad, like anyone else who has just been told an uncomfortable truth. But note, the Lord goes on loving him. The issue about riches, about treasure, is that that is where our heart is too, as Jesus has said himself. Where our treasure lay, there our hearts lay also. So if our prized treasure is something other than the love of God and the desire for eternal life, which is to be with God in a state of total happiness with him, then our heart, desires, and energies will be focused on some other object, whether material or immaterial. And the problem with that is that they cannot provide what only God can offer us, eternal life with him. So again, we might ask ourselves the question, what is our real treasure, and where is it to be found?